Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who is joining us here for our weekly show on Brighteon TV, The Tenpenny Files on Your Health. Over the last 23, 24 years, I've literally given thousands of interviews on radio, TV, podcasts, live conferences, seminars, whatever. And almost all my information in one way or another has been about vaccines. But the decades of medical training and experience that I have, I just feel that there's so many more things, important things for us to talk about. And that's why I started this educational show where I will bring you valuable information on your health. Tonight, my special guest is Dr. Robert Greenberg. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is going to be a great segment on something that you can do and is important for your health. You won't want to miss this. We'll be right back. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. Well, welcome back, everyone. Dr. Robert Greenberg is a PhD in biochemistry, and he's also a doctor of chiropractic. He holds numerous patents for medical inventions and technologies and has been formulating nutritional products for more than 35 years for various health and wellness companies. He has lectured throughout the world on topics including biological terrain, the autonomic nervous system response to stress, and heart rate variability. Dr. Greenberg has served on numerous boards, advisory committees, and scientific review groups relating to health and nutrition. He has published numerous articles appearing in both professional and lay-based nutritional journals. His latest focus has been quantum physics and the relationship this has to the field and to overall personal and planetary wellness. Robert, thank you so much for being here with us. It's such a great pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
Oh, it is truly my honor and privilege to be here with you tonight.
Thanks. It's, you know, you've done so many amazing things in your life in terms of technologies and nutrition. And right now you are focused a lot on protein. So let's start with something really basic for our general audience in case they don't know. What's a protein?
Well, what a great place to start. And having background in biochemistry, I know this is really nerdy, but this stuff gets me excited. It always has, and that's where my passion has come from. Proteins are really the building blocks of life. If there is an action, a reaction, anything going on in your body, chances are it's being regulated, it's being carried out, and it's being created by the action of proteins. And so we don't think enough about proteins in our daily life. We really don't. We take them for granted. So just a little bit of biochemical background to bring all of your listeners sort of up to speed. We all know that there are, proteins are made up of building blocks, and those building blocks are called amino acids. And there are 20 different types of amino acids. 9 of these amino acids are called essential amino acids, meaning that our body cannot synthesize these amino acids. and they have to come in through our diet. Again, how important our diet is on an ongoing basis to balance that out. Well, these 20 amino acids combine together to form these chains. These chains, believe it or not, are typically about 300 amino acids each in length. So they're quite extensive. And while a protein can really be formed by one of these chains called a polypeptide chain, typically our proteins are composed of multiple polypeptide chains that are wound together in creating a globular type of structure.
Well, and when people have talk about the difference, it's interesting. Over the years, my clientele in my clinic they're quite knowledgeable. They wouldn't come to our clinic just because, because we were a cash-based clinic, but it still amazes me sometimes the people that would come in the door on the rare occasion and go, and we would start talking about diet, and they would go, can you explain to me the difference between what's a carbohydrate and what's a fat? I thought fats were all bad for you, which of course they're not. And you've done just a fabulous job explaining what a protein is. But why don't we just do that little bit of a segue about, since we've talked about proteins, what are carbohydrates and what are good fats? So people know that too.
Well, goodness, carbohydrates are a link of sugars together, simple base sugars. But we think of that with a bad nomenclature always, and we think of these because they're sugars that carbohydrates have gotten the bad rap. And the truth is that's not true. It depends on that carbohydrate is really metabolized or oxidized, and there's something called fast oxidators and slow oxidators. And when we have a fast oxidator, that carbohydrate is broken down quickly, liberating a lot of sugar into the bloodstream. When we have a slower oxidizing carbohydrate, they're broken down very slow, and they actually help regulate our blood sugars for a long period of time. And of course, they deliver a much steadier, controlled amount of energy. Well, when we talk about energy, proteins and carbs have a common denominator, and that common denominator is they both provide 4 kilocalories per gram of energy, where fats actually produce 9 kilograms of energy per gram, 9 kilocalories, I'm sorry, per gram. And so it's much more energetic. So the amount of energy we get from fat is significant, and our body really enjoys that extra burst of energy. Now, back in the olden days, when I still had some hair that, or still had some hair and still had hair that wasn't gray, we believe that all fats were bad. And we believe that fats made you fat. And the truth couldn't be further from the truth. As we've discovered over the last number of years, fats don't make you fat at all if they're good fats and they're broken down properly. In fact, they can be beneficial in building cell membranes. They can be phenomenal for the central nervous system, for rehabbing, creating nerve sheaths. Their list of their benefits that they provide are extensive.
Wow. And so, there's always been this discussion, we talk about saturated fats and unsaturated fats. Which ones are the good guys?
Well, saturation really means that it's got a hydrogen molecule bound to it, and it becomes it has a chain that becomes more difficult to break down. So your polyunsaturated really right up there is some of the very best fats that you can get. So you're saturated, but we can hold an argument on that. There's an argument about fats that we can really argue on both equations. For the most part, unless fats are hydrogenated, then we really are beneficial in taking them into the body, and beneficial for our nervous system, again, for our circulatory system, et cetera.
So, which are the good guys?
Well, you tell me, which ones do you promote?
Well, we always talk about polyunsaturated fats, you know.
Right.
So
Which is
those are the things that are the best. They're things like that we want to avoid, like margarine and, you know, fake fats. But the good fats are like olive oil and avocados and avocado oil and things that basically come from nature.
That's a really good simple approach. That's why I mentioned polyunsaturated fats are really the best. The hydrogenated, like the margarines, are the ones that we really want to stay away from, like the ones we find in Oreo cookies and
All the
things
good
like
stuff,
that,
right?
right, exactly, all the tasty stuff.
So speaking of nature, there's a term that I've read about, and I think our audience probably was read about too, when it comes to proteins, that talk of that's denaturing proteins. What does it mean to have a denatured protein, and how do they become denatured?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And really, we talked a moment when I gave the introduction to a protein, we talked a moment about this structure. And these polypeptide chains come together and they form ideally a globular type of structure. And that consists of a primary, a secondary, a tertiary, and oftentimes a quaternary structure that gives it a three-dimensional or more shape. Well, the reason I mention all of that is because all of protein function is determined by the shape. So when a protein changes its function, as it does in denaturing, then the protein no longer has the ability to do anything, and it becomes sort of a waste product, if you will. So we want proteins that are completely whole. We want them in their globular format. We want them as completely as possible. However, life as we know it doesn't always treat those proteins nicely. In fact, we have a huge turnover of proteins on a daily basis. And things that can destroy that are simple: mechanical movement, heat, temperature in the body. Acids and bases causes either extreme can cause that problem. Heavy metals, particularly mercury, lead, cadmium, cesium, can really play havoc in breaking down the tertiary structure of the globular protein, rendering it inactive and rendering it just sort of this blob that gets in the way of everything. And even organic solvents can cause this to happen. Even things that we're quite familiar with, like urea, which is the body's primary mechanism for getting rid of ammonia, which is a nitrogenous waste. And even an old friend or an old foe that we've dealt with in the marketplace for years, sodium lauryl sulfate, actually plays a very substantial role in the denaturing of proteins in our body. And lastly, one of the big culprits in this denaturing is radiation. And that's not only ionizing radiation, but electromagnetic radiation as well. And we don't think about that very often and the effect that these EMFs really have and how they damage our body. One of the ways is through the damaging of the structure of the protein. The protein can't do its work anymore, and now it becomes sort of this big blob that gets in the way of everything.
So, what do we do about that?
Well, our body has a mechanism, a natural mechanism in there that actually is designed to get rid of those blobs, if you will, that are causing all of that problem. However, it's not enough. It's not enough. And we need to turn to something called proteolytic enzymes. And proteolytic enzymes are enzymes that are specific for taking that denatured protein with a change in its globular polypeptide structure and breaking it back down. So it carries out all of this fantastic work. It returns those amino acids back to an amino acid pool so our body can use them again. Proteolytic enzymes help reduce inflammation in our body. They enhance healing, wound healing, and any types of other injuries and damage. They've been known to work incredibly well with irritable bowel syndrome, and they actually reduce muscle soreness. And so proteolytic enzymes as a whole have been shown through, gosh, extensive research over the decades to do all of these wonderful things in the body. And we just don't know about them. We don't think about them. We get caught up in the latest fad or the newest thing that's coming out. And sometimes we forget about the building blocks of life. And that's what gets me so excited about this is it really is about the proteins. It really is about keeping our proteins as healthy as we can, getting rid of the bad ones, allowing the new ones to be created and brought in to do their work.
So you mentioned just sort of in passing a little bit about urea. There's sort of a faddish sort of thing that's been going around for a while about urine therapy. I mean, it seems as though it's something that's kind of come and gone, and you hear a lot about it, and then you don't hear about it, and then you hear about it again. Do you have an opinion about people that take their own urine and dilute it in water and retake it back as a I don't know what you'd even call it, a therapy, I guess? Do you have anything to say about that?
I don't, I've never studied it from a great perspective. However, what we do know is urine is filtered blood. And so the waste products that our body threw off, the acids, the toxins that we, our body has worked very hard in getting rid of it. One of the primary mechanisms for excretion through the body is through the kidney. And now we're taking that and we're putting it back into the body. So, on the other hand, many, many years ago, I studied with a disciple of Dr. Wilhelm Enderlein and Maria Blecker, actually, in Germany. And Dr. Blecker talked about the presence of the endobiont in the urine. And these are healthy symbionts that live in our body that get excreted out of our body. So I've given you kind of a pro and a con to it, saying that there may be something beneficial in there, but to me as a biochemist, there's too many waste products that our body has worked hard with. I think there's better ways of accomplishing what they're after doing.
Boy, that's w much better said than what I would have said. My position on it is, and I've, you know, we've been, I'm with a group of doctors. We have branded ourselves as being the five docs, and two of them have been really hep on urine therapy. One has been kind of neutral, and then the fourth one and myself, as the five docs, have been, we're both DOs, and we're like exactly along the same line as you are. You know, urine is a waste product. It's your body trying to get rid of, as you said, acids and nutrients. And if you're on medications, it gets rid of all the particulate matter from medications. If you're taking something like zeolite and you're taking that is the primary way that your body gets rid of toxins and toxicities is through your kidneys. I don't know why anybody would want to take that back in their body. And beyond that, beyond just conceptually understanding what urine is, that it's a waste product from your body, I have not studied it. I haven't gone and looked at a lot of different things. Some people listening to this broadcast might say, "Oh, I think it's great. You know, I've been doing it before." You know, to each his own, but I'm just saying from a biochemical perspective, it's a waste product, and I'm not sure why anybody would want to eat their or drink their waste. And so then speak that sort of is a good segue over to talking a little bit about zeolite. You know, we're big fans of Touchstone. We've been using their products and promoting their products for about 4 years. We're really, really big on zeolite. And we also talk a lot about fulvic minerals and glucose control. But they've got a new product that's come out that really is about these enzymes that you've been talking about, and it's called Essential Green Energy. Why don't we talk about that a little bit before we go to the break?
Wonderful. We talked a little bit about proteolytic enzymes, and we mentioned the importance of proteolytic enzymes and getting them into the body. Let's also indicate a very important aspect. If you take a proteolytic enzyme on a full stomach after you've eaten, All it's going to do is help you digest that protein that's in that meal. However, the real magic of a proteolytic enzyme or enzyme complex like that is found in essential green energy is when you take it on an empty stomach. And then it does its miracle. It gets into the body. It starts doing things that it doesn't get to do when it's tied up just breaking down protein. So right off the bat, you have two uses for it. If you have problems breaking down proteins, you can use proteolytic enzymes, essential green energy, for digestion purposes. But of even greater significance and importance is using it on an empty stomach. And I think to exemplify, to really share the power of that, I'd like to briefly mention there's only a few proteolytic enzymes in there, but I'd like to go over them briefly if we have a moment.
Well,
And
why don't you hold on those ingredients? We're going to talk about that extensively after we take the break. And we're going to
okay.
take a break right now. We need to sit tight because we're going to talk about in detail what this new product is all about and how it can be beneficial for your health. We're here with Dr. Tenpenny on Your Health and Dr. Robert Greenberg talking about a great new product called Essential Green Energy from Touchstone Essentials. We'll be right back. There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to your gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, that helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for. Well, welcome back, everyone. We're speaking today with Dr. Robert Greenberg about proteins, carbohydrates, fats, enzymes, and a new product from Touchstone called Essential Green Energy. So, right before the break, went to talk a little bit about the ingredients that are in that. Why don't we start from there and go forward?
Sounds great. And the reason I wanted to cover the ingredients is that most proteolytic enzyme products, and as you know, I have formulated products for nutritional companies now for decades, more decades than I certainly care to discuss at the moment, don't usually have the diversity that's found in this product. So the first product is called bromelain. And bromelain, as most everybody knows, really comes from the stem, the fruit, the juice of the pineapple plant. And it's coming from this beautiful natural source that's being given to us. It has been researched heavily, and there are many, many documents out there in the literature talking about the effects that bromelain has on the body. So I'm not going to go into great detail about any of these, just to say that some of the benefits that are found in bromelain have been in their treatments of these conditions, osteoarthritis, cardiovascular conditions such as stroke, heart attack, even high blood pressure, asthma, sinusitis, colitis, and even burns. And these aren't my thoughts, my theories, my ideas. This is what the literature says. And so while I'm not necessarily promoting these things for diseases, I am clearly saying that there is a lot of research evidence out there that shows that bromelain, one of the proteolytic enzymes in there, is beneficial for many different things that we experience in our life. And it's been well researched. The next one, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, go ahead. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
The next ingredient is protease. And protease has been around since ancient times. And it allows for absorption of amino acids into our body. It is really a potent natural increases the potency of natural killer cells. It really enhances their ability to support the immune system and to break down complex immune complexes, if you will, that cause congestion in our lymphatic system, that cause our immune system to be sluggish. So protease has really been proven to have this niche with our immune response. It also helps our blood flow better. It is a phenomenal anticoagulant and anti-inflammatory. It even has great hypertensive effect to it as well, or anti-hypertensive effect, I should say. And it's been around since, well, gosh, in the early 1970s, we knew about it and we started treating as a thrombotic clots and conditions using proteases. So protease has been around for a long time and has really been proven to be a great proteolytic enzyme. And one of its great things that it does that we don't think about very often, unless we have it every day, is to reduce our muscle soreness. Muscles get sore. They can run anaerobically. We can build up lactic acid. And there are other reasons as well. And in order to help this, protease has been proven. And in fact, a recent study that came out of Italy showed that protease actually was superior to a number of on-the-market anti-inflammatory remedies for reducing soreness in the body. So it really, really is quite effective.
And isn't there a large amount of nattokinase in this product too?
There is, and that's the exact next proteolytic enzyme I'd like to talk about, and that is nattokinase. And nattokinase is getting a lot of the hot press. And the reason is out of all the proteolytic enzymes, it's sort of the new kid on the block in one respect. It wasn't put into, gosh, active market, discovered as a enzyme officially until the 1980s, which is fairly young when you compare it to a protease, which has been around for much, much longer, for instance, or bromelain, which has been around much longer. However, interesting story. There was a nattokinase was really well discovered from a Japanese warrior back in the 17th century who took his boiled bean curd and left it sitting on a straw bale. And the straw caused it to ferment. And he fermented this boiled bean curd, and it created a product called natto. And natto has been around in Japan since the 17th century and is known for its incredible circulatory improvement. And in fact, many sources believe that natto, the food natto, is actually why the incidence of cardiovascular disease is so low in Japan, because they're taking nattokinase in all the food that they're eating. So nattokinase has been heavily looked at in research, and some of the research shows that it improves circulation of the blood. It can promote good cholesterol levels and readings. It can lower our blood pressure. It can help your arteries stay in healthier shape. And it even has a positive effect on our respiratory system and also helping protect our brain. So
Wow.
nattokinase is really a pretty hot ingredient right now, and rightfully so. It's not a fad ingredient. It's been around since the 80s. But it really has proven itself to be quite effective.
I've been taking nattokinase long before it was fashionable. I've probably been taking it since, let me see, probably nattokinase and coenzyme Q10. Because I have a very strong family history of heart disease on my dad's side of the family. I've probably been taking that since about 2004. It's been taking those things since about 2004. So I've been taking those for a long time. and just kind of preventively, because of, like I said, my dad had he had a heart attack in like when he was 47. He had quadruple bypass when he was 56. He had a permanent pacemaker at 59, and he died when he was at 67. And he was the youngest of six kids in his family, and all of them had heart disease things. So I've been taking natokinase and coenzyme Q10, another enzyme, not a proteolytic enzyme, but another enzyme, for a long time. So, and you're right. I mean, suddenly it's become very fashionable. We hear a lot about it with taking natokinase and bromelain for the COVID clot problems that came after the COVID jabs. And so it's been be gotten a lot of press. A lot of people have been taking it. But is there any concerns or any side effects or contraindications to taking a product that has that much bromelain and that much natokinase in it, particularly if you happen to be on blood thinners?
Well, you nailed it. And I kind of laugh when I think about this. So on one sense, there may be a medical community that still has not fully embraced the benefits of proteolytic enzymes. And on the other hand, they're going to say, well, don't take it with a blood thinner product like warfarin, which of course is rat poison. If you're on that. But if it doesn't work, if it's not effective, why would you even concern yourself with taking it? So there's a dichotomy that's going on with the reasoning. The fact is, these things work incredibly well for removing the stickiness, the fibrin that creates clotting factors in the blood, and it's gunks up the works. And that, as we know, it creates clots, it creates problems, it creates all kinds of issues. And these proteolytic enzymes are healthy and beneficial. However, if you are on a blood thinner, you should watch, in particular, the two that you mentioned, the bromelain and the natokinase. Those are the two that have been heavily researched that should not be consumed if you're taking a blood thinner.
So with this particular product, even though it's a supplement, you should not be taking it if you're on any sort of blood thinners or only certain blood thinners. Like, is it okay with an aspirin? Is it okay with Eliquis? I can imagine it's not okay with Coumadin, but what about some of those other types of blood thinners that are on the market?
It's a good question, and I don't know that there's been enough research performed, and it would be a factor that would be determined by activity level of the individual, the weight of the individual, the body mass in particular would be significantly impacted, how much fat content there is in their adipose, et cetera. All of those things are going to play factors in the absorption rate, et cetera, et cetera. To be safe, my general rule of thumb has always been, if you've got a disease or a condition that requires you to be on any product for thinning of the blood, I would say be safe. It's a very small percentage of the general population, and I think I say this very candidly, I think the rest of the population needs to be on proteolytic enzymes, and they need to be on a product like this. And taking them for 20 years, 30 years, it just the benefit is so well established and proven in the literature. There really is no risk, and the reward, the upside is significant.
I totally agree with that. There's been a lot that have been said, particularly about using natokinase. And there are some people who've developed products and are promoting the fact that you should take natokinase because it re will remove the spike protein from your body, spike protein associated with the SARS-CoV-2 injection. I take issue with that to a certain degree. I mean, first of all, there's a dichotomy of people who say that spike protein doesn't even exist. And then there's a big body of literature that says it does. There is a body of literature that says the messenger RNA, because of the pseudouridyl and the manufactured and lab created messenger RNA, continues to make spike protein over and over again. And that goes along with what Bill Gates had said way back at the beginning of COVID, we're going to inject this in you and you're going to be your own vaccine manufacturer inside of your body, because it continues to go on and on. And we know that they have found traces of it months and months after the people's last injection of their COVID shot. But, to say that something removes or eliminates the spike protein, because there really isn't a good test, a good laboratory test for, I mean, I can't go to the lab tomorrow and get a blood test for spike protein level in my blood. I mean, first and foremost, there isn't one that's commercially available. There's some things like that that are available from a laboratory perspective. The other thing is that, these things are happening on the inside of your cells. We've shown that when I did the 40 Mechanisms of Injury webinar back in July of 2021, one of the things that I talked about was that the spike protein that is manufactured goes inside of the cell and can go into the DNA, and that's where all of these turbo cancers are coming from. So there's no way really easily to measure spike protein from your blood, your urine, or your stool. So how can people say, if they take a product, whether it's natokinase or something else, that it's going to eliminate the spike protein in your body, because you can't get a level and find it here, then take this product and repeat the test and find that it's here? Do you have an explanation for that, Dr. Greenberg? Or how do you explain that when you're just talking to people about it?
Gosh, well, let me preface my answer by saying that this is not my area of expertise, that you know much more about this subject matter than I do. And there, I'm sure you've had a lot of guests on here that are also quite well educated in the spike protein and what it does, how it proliferates, how long it stays in your body, et cetera, et cetera. So setting that up as the basic preface of this, I began doing a search of the literature to see what is really out there and what is available. And I was able to find three very limited sources that talked about spike protein and taking natokinase. Or one of them was actually bromelain taken with acetylcysteine. And so there's two with nanokinase and one with bromelain and acetylcysteine. And all of them were encouraging in vitro. Well, the problem with in vitro is you brought it up in your argument or your opening discussion of this, is that it doesn't continue to propagate. It has a finite source of that protein in there, and it doesn't replicate. It also hasn't been exposed to exogenous poisons and toxins that may have come in from other sources, like our body does, like when a test is really done in vivo. To the best of my understanding, no in vivo studies have been performed. However, saying all of that, understanding that they've been done in vitro and the limitations of the in vitro studies, the natokinase and the bromelain with the acetylcysteine has actually been encouraging. And so I wouldn't discourage, I wouldn't also ever use the nomenclature that it gets rid of it, as you're hemming away from, because I don't think that that's possible or probable from what I personally understand that it is doing that. However, it is non-toxic, it is inexpensive, it is effective, it's been encouraging in vitro studies. I would say it's very encouraging to hedge your bet a little bit, but to make claims that it is removing the spike protein and doing X, Y, and Z, I think you nailed it in saying we don't know.
Yeah, and I think that that's true with a lot of things. There's a lot of nutrients, a lot of supplements and different things that are out on the market that have had relatively good in vitro studies and a lot of anecdotal evidence to support them. And that's why the FDA allows us to talk about supplements as a nutrient and as a food product and different things it can do from a health, but you have to put all these disclaimers on your product that it not isn't used to diagnose, treat, mitigate disease. It can't do it can't diagnose disease and all these different things. But we can talk about it because we've seen anecdotal results or long-term results, like something has been used for decades, and you know that people that are on a proteolytic enzyme or say something like glucosamine, you take glucosamine, it makes your knee pain feel better, or MSM that makes your hair feel, you know, stronger and things like that, that we have long-term anecdotal evidence, but not real true clinical trials, because those clinical trials are cost prohibitive to do in the holistic natural medicine world and in the nutrient world. But we can say that based on some of the things that we've seen, and we know that proteolytic enzymes break down proteins, that we can say anecdotally or say that it just follows that the nattokinase and the bromelain should help to degrade abnormal proteins that are in your system.
It makes sense, doesn't it? And again, I was very encouraged by what I had read. The literature has these only three that I was able to find, and they were all encouraging. But all three of them stated the same thing. We really need to do further testing, and it really does need. But the difficulty you brought up from the beginning, there's not a definitive measurement that we can do pre and post to determine our effectiveness.
Right. And so in this new product that we're talking about a little bit tonight, we're also just generally talking about proteolytic enzymes and how good they are for your body and overall how proteins work and things like that. In Essential Green Energy, and we will have in the show notes at the bottom, Touchstone has given us a special promotional code that will be in the show notes that can get you started on this to give it a try to see how it works for your system. Are there any other ingredients that people should know about other than the bromelain and the nattokinase? What makes it green? What's in there that makes it green?
Well, there are two other ingredients in there that I think every ingredient is so important. We've got an ingredient called seropeptase. And seropeptase is another proteolytic enzyme, and one that we don't hear about nearly as much as nattokinase or bromelain or even protease as a whole, but it really is an amazing proteolytic enzyme in its own right. It really has been shown to lower inflammation in the body. It's been shown to help pain levels significantly, and it does something that none of the other proteolytic enzymes do. We know that when bacteria, for instance, get together in a colony, they create what's called a biofilm. And that biofilm is like a slimy, outer shell that protects it against, well, antibiotics or other forms of treatment, be they natural or be they synthetic. We can't get in to attack the bacteria. So we've got to break apart that biofilm in order to really treat the bacteria. Well, seropeptase or seropeptidase, it's really the same thing under two different biochemical names, removes that biofilm. And by removing that biofilm, we can really get to the source of that. So that's the last of the proteolytic enzymes that are present in there. And then, of course, where does it come green from? Well, it comes green from the green tea, the organic green tea extract. And what a unique combination. I mean, take these proteolytic enzymes and then throw in green tea extract in there. What a beautiful concept. And we know so much about green tea already, right? Green tea contains polyphenols. And one of the polyphenols is catechin. And catechin, we already know, has a real benefit in protecting our body. It's a tremendous antioxidant. The most famous of them is something that you've probably promoted, which is EGCG, which is a great antioxidant. And of course, it comes from the extraction of green tea or from the catechin found in green tea extract. There's been a lot of research out, gosh, in the late teens in the early 20s about green tea with mood and cognition and deterioration and the onset of dementias and other things. And all the literature out there is just seeped with all the benefits that green tea has. So the ability of putting green tea in this formula, clearing the brain. But I really believe that it does something more. I really believe that the green tea extract is sort of the catalyst that takes all of these proteolytic enzymes and just brings it to the next level of effectiveness. So I think it's a great product. It was put together beautifully and synergistically. And the addition of green tea is really so beneficial, again, as a catalyst, again, to clear the mind and sort of clearing the cobwebs out.
Wow, that's just brilliant. Well, Rob, it's been just a great, you're just a wealth of information. You've got years of biochemistry and all kinds of other research behind you. We could sit here for another couple of hours, I'm sure, and just not only talk about the new product of this whole green essential product that we have on board here, the Essential Green Energy product, and but all kinds of other things. We could talk about zeolite, we could talk about fulvic minerals, we could talk about all kinds of things. We just really believe that Touchstone is a really great company, and we're really picky about the companies that we promote. There's only a couple that we have affiliate programs with that we really believe in, and we really believe in Touchstone, and we're really glad that you could come on as a biochemist and really explain the essential green energy and what that's all about. So as we close out our time here together tonight, what words of wisdom would you like to leave to our listeners tonight? And is there a place that they can find and follow you?
Gosh, there isn't. I kind of dropped off the map many years ago and had some inventions, as you know. I hold a number of patents in medical devices, and I've created a number of medical devices. And I really went into retirement at an early age and have enjoyed my retirement, and I like to read and follow articles and things like that. And I was approached by Touchstone Essentials, as I am by many different nutritional companies. And I normally turn them down. And I didn't. And the reason I didn't is because they're different. And I don't need to be here. I don't need to be, although I enjoy talking to you, I enjoy seeing you as an old friend that we haven't been caught up in many years. I enjoy this tremendously. I don't need to do this. And I do it because I believe in the product, and that's who I am at a core level. They're unique, and what they're producing is very unique. And if your listeners have an opportunity, look into this company deeper. You mentioned some of their other great products and zeolite and fulvic minerals in Gluco Control, which is a great new product that is out. And this product to me that's come out right now, Essential Green Energy, is really in a league of its own. It is a great proteolytic enzyme. It is something that everybody should be taking, providing they're not taking a blood thinner. And it has so many upsides without any disadvantages. This is the foundation of your nutritional program. Some of the other things that you're moving and doing are great. But let this be the biochemical foundation of moving forward. It will benefit everybody, and I can say that confidently. So thank you.
Wow. Well, that is quite a testament, that you get asked from a lot of different companies to come in and either formulate or promote or be on their board and things like that. But it's a great testament to Touchstone. So we are, our listeners know, are great fans of Touchstone. There will be a special product offer that will be associated with this brand new product. It will be in the show notes, and will also be when this is posted on the Eye on the Evidence podcast Substack that gets posted. These shows get posted on Thursdays, so this will go up. You will see it in a couple of days. You'll see it on the Eye on the Evidence, which you go to drtenpenny.substack.com, and we post these on Thursdays, and there will be a link there for a product promotional to that you can get this and you can try it yourself. I mean, if you're doing this, there may be some other things that you can cut out because all these things that you are taking are now in one pill. So with that, I want to thank you everyone for joining me here tonight. And this has just been a wealth of information, Rob, which I knew it would be. And you're right. We've been friends for, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. I almost embarrassed to say how long we've known each other. And it's really cool to talk to people. And those that are listening know that, you know, when somebody's really a friend, when you haven't talked to somebody in years and you get back together and it's just like you just had coffee last week. And so it's just been delightful to talk to you tonight, before even before we went live on the broadcast. So thank you so much for being here with us, and thank you for your friendship. And I want to thank everybody who's joined us here tonight. It comes every Monday night to our live broadcast here on Brightian TV. And also, if you've missed it, if you miss it or you want to listen to it again, because there's all this great information, you can listen to it on Thursdays by going to drtenpenny.substack.com. It's posted up on Thursday. So with that, I want to close with one of my favorite verses from the Bible that I close all my broadcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12, 12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, lean into God. Hope you guys have a great week. We'll see you again. Mark your calendars for next Monday night for the Tenpenny Files on your health. Thanks again, Rob, for being here. And to the rest of you, good night and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body's vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com, and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.